Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, protesters object to the Trump administration's changes to CDC vaccine guidelines. The state attorney general threatens to file domestic terrorism charges against violent protesters, and the fight over who will pay for school security officers in Barrow County continues.
After officers saved lives in our school, you're asking whether it's worth it? Could you be more callous?
Today is Wednesday, June 11th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Current and former employees at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are angered by a recent Trump administration decision to upend an advisory committee on vaccines. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more from a protest yesterday outside the CDC campus in Atlanta.
These days, when new directives come out from the federal government without internal review, inside the CDC...
The first thing that happens is chaos.
That's Anna, a CDC doctor. We're only using her first name since she still works there. Last week, CDC employees were asked to remove certain guidelines for COVID vaccines, leading to confusion and anger. On Monday, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices was gutted. Retired CDC worker Kathy Cavallaro called that a travesty.
Pediatricians and other doctors depend on the recommendations.
With ongoing concerns over budget cuts, current employees say they were hoping to hear from agency leadership at an all-staff meeting this week, but that meeting was postponed. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
An Atlanta project designed to reconnect downtown neighborhoods by spanning 14 acres over the I-7585 connector is at risk of being defunded. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports on The Stitch.
Atlanta was awarded a $157 million federal grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation to build the Stitch in 2024. But now the White House wants to take back the money. Project leaders are asking local organizations to sign a letter to Congress supporting the project and speaking out against the cuts. Stitch development manager Jack Seabee says they need to show broad support.
We know this project is important to a lot of people and will benefit a lot of people, you know, no matter what your political affiliations are. And so that's what this letter is about.
Phase one of construction is on track to start in 2026, but could be pushed back several years if funding is cut. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Officials preparing for the 2026 FIFA World Cup in Atlanta say they're excited and ready to enter into the last 364 days of planning for the event. The world's biggest soccer tournament kicks off exactly 1 year from today. In a wide-ranging update, officials addressed public safety, public transportation, infrastructure, and other concerns. Leading the meeting, Dan Corso of the Atlanta Sports Council says planning is moving into a new phase.
A lot of the work to this point has been a lot of thinking and discussion and planning with local partners in FIFA, but now we're at the point of making decisions. What goes where and why and how you're going to move people around.
New information shared today included more details about a free fan fest in downtown Atlanta, the naming of four Georgia-based corporate sponsors, and a statewide partnership with the Boys and Girls Club. Atlanta is one of 16 World Cup host cities, expecting a huge influx of visitors over the course of the 39-day tournament. Georgia officials are warning demonstrators planning to join nationwide protests against the Trump administration on Saturday that they will not tolerate anything other than peaceful rallies. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr today said he'd bring domestic terrorism charges against, quote, those who earn it. And Governor Brian Kemp says violence against officers will be met with, quote, quick and heavy accountability. The cautions come after arrests at an immigration protest in Atlanta yesterday and ahead of a, quote, day of defiance as President Trump holds a military parade in Washington on Saturday. Prominent civil rights attorney Ben Crump announced a lawsuit today against four companies that he alleges were responsible for a fatal dock collapse last year on coastal Georgia's Sapelo Island. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
Seven people died in October when the ferry dock's gangway gave out, plunging them into the water below. The victims were returning from an annual festival of Gullah Geechee culture on Sapelo Island, 40 miles south of Savannah. Four firms involved with the gangway's design and construction are named in the lawsuit, which alleges professional negligence. Speaking at a press conference, attorney Ben Crump said the festival
was supposed to be a celebration of black pride, but it became a day of great, great black loss of humanity and life. This tragedy was totally preventable.
The lawsuit represents over 30 victims. Monetary damages were not specified in the filing. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne.
The Barrow County Board of Commissioners held a public hearing Monday to discuss the future funding for school resource officers. A new budget being proposed by the commission shifts more financial responsibility for the officers to the Barrow County School District. The proposed FY26 budget includes 24 SRO positions, but shifts financial responsibility for 5 existing roles entirely to the school district. The school board is also being asked to fully fund 8 additional SROs, positions that were requested following the September shooting last year at Appalachie High School. The change ends a decades-long 50-50 funding partnership between the county and school board. Appalachie High School teacher Charity Lee joined other residents urging the commission not to pull back funding.
This year, some of you are questioning whether the county should continue funding SROs. After an officer saved lives in our school, you're asking whether it's worth it? Could you be more callous?
While some commissioners supported revisiting the proposed partnership, Commission Chair Pat Graham said the Board of Education has enough money saved up to pay for the cost of all 24 SROs. A final budget vote is set for June 24th. The Savannah Music Festival has named a new executive director. The organization announced yesterday Sunisha Sirik as its new leader. The Spring Festival is one of Savannah's major economic drivers, creating about $7 million in direct spending last year. And Georgia's Fort Eisenhower is getting its old name back, Fort Gordon. The Army announced the change yesterday as part of a Trump administration effort to restore the names of bases that previously honored Confederate leaders. As with Georgia's Fort Benning, the Army is getting around a 2021 law that requires bases not to be named for Confederates by finding service members with the same last names to honor. The base now is named for Medal of Honor recipient Master Sergeant Gary Gordon, honored for his valor during a 1993 battle in Somalia. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, visit gpb.org/news, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. We hope you come back tomorrow. And if you've got feedback, let us know by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
When a massive chemical fire erupted at the biolab facility in Conyers, thick smoke filled the air, forcing evacuations. But for many, it wasn't the first time, and it wouldn't be the last. I'm Pamela Kirkland. In GPB's new podcast, Manufacturing Danger, The Biolab Story, I investigate what caused the fire, the response, and what it means for Conyers residents today. Listen at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.